Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of the German delegation, allow me to extend my heartfelt congratulations to Italy on assuming the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament. We are confident that your leadership, Ambassador, supported by Italy's long-standing commitment to multilateralism and disarmament, will guide our work with wisdom and determination in these challenging times. I also would like to welcome the new colleagues who have joined us for this year's session, and I'm looking forward to working constructively with all of them. At the same time, I would like to thank departing Ambassador Turner for his valuable contributions to our work here in the CD and disarmament and arms control in general. His experience, his professional and wisdom, and his moderating voice will be missed. Mr. President, on substance, Germany aligns with the statements which will be delivered by the European Union later this morning, a statement which outlines comprehensively the shared positions and priorities of the European Union and its member states. My delegation stands ready to promote them within the CD and beyond in the various fora throughout the year. In the current political and geopolitical security environment, all delegations share a common interest in preserving and strengthening this architecture, as well as progressing on a range of pressing issues, of which I will only name four. First, in 2024, we were able to make major progress in the field of the BTWC, where the two mechanisms on science and technology and international cooperation are ready to be adopted. And this is what we should do. Second, in the field of outer space security, we will see the OEWG starting its work this year, presenting a unique opportunity to make significant progress on the prevention of an arms race in outer space. Subsidiary Body 3 of the Conference on Disarmament should contribute and complement this work. Third, Germany will keep fully engaged in the process of lethal autonomous weapon systems within the CCW to advance on a common understanding of these types of weapons and thus prepare for a successful outcome of the GGE by the end of next year. Fourth, last but certainly not least, we are looking forward to the third PrepCom of the NPT in May to carefully prepare for a successful review conference, which should reconfirm and re-emphasize the treaty at the cornerstone of our disarmament architecture. Mr. President, all this will require our common commitment to disarmament and arms control as an important contribution to global peace and security and strategic stability. The start of the CD can set the right tone in this regard in resuming the important work of the subsidiary bodies swiftly and effectively. We therefore fully support your efforts in preparing a draft decision in this regard. Agreeing on the continuation of last year's work was a mutual achievement, and my delegation is eager to proceed this way. The task before us demands a spirit of cooperation, mutual trust, and a shared commitment to preserving the disarmament architecture and achieving tangible progress in advancing global peace and security. Mr. President, please rest assured of Germany's full support and constructive engagement as we embark on this important chapter. Together, we have the opportunity to give relevance to this conference in addressing the disarmament challenges of our time. Thank you, Mr. President.